News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
I want to turn back to, or turn to rather, those talks in Northern Ireland to attempt to restore power sharing. Politicians have until 4 o'clock this afternoon to reach an agreement. I think it's probably fair to say unlikely to reach an agreement by 4 o'clock today. For more on this, we're joined by the former special advisor to Arlene Foster, Richard Bullock. Richard, thanks indeed for talking to us. The big issue, the contentious issue, and I think standing between agreement, I think it's probably fair to say, is this Irish language bill, the standalone bill that Sinn Féin are looking for, and there seems to be a bit of resistance from the DUP to it. Is that the core issue as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, no, good morning. Yeah, my sense is the same as yours, that it's unlikely we're going to get to a deal by this afternoon. The Irish language issue continues to be the main sticking point, it would appear. I think from a distance, some people would objectively say, this is a pretty ludicrous thing to be the difference between forming a government or not in Northern Ireland and dealing with health and education and all the other challenges. But the reality is, this is a Sinn Féin demand that I see no real sense that they're moving away from. So, you know, a solution is going to have to be found somewhere.
Is there a sense, and you know the DUP better than anyone, is there a sense that this is something that Arlene Foster herself personally probably could live with, but that maybe some of the more hardline members of her party have a difficulty with?
No, I'm not sure of that analysis. Generally, you know, people looking in from the outside to the DUP make all sorts of assumptions and assessments that very often aren't based in reality. My experience was always that the party moved forward together. The differences between one person's view and another were actually quite small. There generally will be a consensus view reached, and people will implement that. But the notion of two discrete factions, I don't think is one that's particularly founded in reality.
What did you make, and what will the DUP make of Simon Coveney's intervention yesterday? Because, I mean, he came down very firmly on Sinn Féin's side in relation to the standalone Irish Language Act.
Yeah, well, it struck me that that contribution was entirely aimed at a southern audience rather than a northern audience. Those who had been advising Simon Coveney would have known that was not likely to materially assist the negotiations at Stormont. It was not likely to move the DUP to a position of making them keener to do a deal in the Irish Language Act sooner. So I'm assuming that's more to do with an internal Fine Gael Sinn Féin discussion than it has anything to do with actually getting the problem solved in Belfast.
Unhelpful in terms of getting a deal?
Well, certainly, in my view, it is unhelpful in relation to the Belfast negotiations. And you know, those who, Mr. Coveney and those around him, must have known that would be the case. But we're still prepared, you know, for their own domestic audience to make those points. Like the position of the Irish government on an Irish Language Act has been pretty well understood by unionists for some time. So saying it publicly didn't take the issue much further from the DUP's perspective.
Just finally, Richard, it would seem there won't be an agreement by 4 o'clock. It doesn't rule out the possibility of something emerging over the coming days, perhaps into early next week. Is there enough scope there to do a deal, or is there enough flexibility, do you think, in relation, particularly to, it seems to focus on this Irish Language Act. Can a deal be done, do you think?
Well, the history of negotiations over the last 20 years has been sometimes whenever the situation seemed to be at its bleakest, a way through was found. You're absolutely right. The, you know, 4 o'clock deadline today is a problem, but you know, if a solution can be found in the days or weeks to come, I suspect it could be put to get back together relatively quickly. And one would have hoped that given everything that's been achieved in the last decade, you know, sufficient imagination can be found to find a way through somehow.
Okay, good stuff. Listen, thanks for talking to us this morning. Richard Bullock there, the former special advisor to Arlene Foster.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.